Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure. And as always, we're glad you can be with us and spend some time with us and listen to the things that we have to say. And I know you've been enjoying getting reacquainted with our good friend Hector Barreto, who's the chairman of the Latino Coalition, the author of The Engine of America, and the summit, their big summit is going on. Any coincidence, Hector, that your summit is wrapping up on Cinco de Mayo?
Well, you know, we actually do this event every year, and we try to do it around, you know, Cinco de Mayo, because, you know, that's a time when a lot of people are focused on Latino community. It's a celebratory time. And so, you know, we try to choose that day whenever we can. We were here last year in Cinco de Mayo as well.
Isn't it great that America embraces things like those kinds of ethnic things, like St. Patrick's Day, like Cinco de Mayo?
Oh, sure.
Some people might not know what Cinco de Mayo is. Remind the audience.
It's one of the independence days that Mexico celebrates. The ironic thing is it's not the big one. The big one is September 16th, but in the United States, Cinco de Mayo is the one that kind of caught on.
Exactly, yeah. Well, it's got a great name, and the margaritas taste just a little bit better on May 5th, I think. Hector, recently, as we all know, one of the 800-pound or 2-ton elephants in our living room is the illegal immigrant situation in America. That's a big issue. It's a huge thing that we haven't figured out how to solve. It's a multifaceted, ironic kind of a situation, because we've talked on the show many times before about the fact that if you could snap your fingers and all the illegal immigrants were taken out of the country, we'd have a problem in America getting everything done.
Well, and so a lot of things would shut down. And I think sometimes people forget that we have folks that come here from around the world.
That's right. Not,
you know,
just
a lot
Hispanic.
Of times I think we focus attention, like right now in Arizona,
right,
a lot of attention is focused on what's happening in Mexico. And that's legitimate, and that should happen. But we sometimes forget that we have tons of people that come here from Europe, Eastern Europe, Asia, and everywhere in the
Middle East, exactly, who come here on a lot of them come here on student visas and never go back.
Yeah.
They just wander off.
Jim. Yeah, that's the ironic thing. The majority of people that are here illegally are people that overstayed their visas. They're not necessarily people that just came over last night.
They just wandered over. Hector, as we know, most of us know, Arizona, in I guess a fit of frustration, because they are having some difficult times on their border, in a fit of frustration, the Arizona signed a bill into law recently that gave the law enforcement folks more power to stop and accost people and check them out and ask them for lack of a better term, their papers. I'd like to have your thoughts on, and if I didn't explain that very well, correct me, fix it,
sure.
And tell us what you think about it.
Well, I think a lot of things about it. Well, by the way, you just reminded me of something. There's an old saying in Washington, and that is, if you want to see the worst in a politician, wait for a major disaster or emergency happen, because these guys sometimes get, and I'm talking on both sides of the aisle,
exactly,
they get up and they spout off before they know all the facts. They demagogue these issues. The truth of the matter is that we've been dealing with this problem now for decades, and it is a problem, and we do have to resolve it. You remember when I was in the administration, we were trying to get comprehensive immigration reform, and unfortunately we didn't get it done, and I think that would have gone a long way to solving some of the problems that we have now. And we can't kick the can down the road. I mean, you got to deal with this. When you have tens of millions of people that are here, you don't know where they're at, you don't know who they are, they don't have legal status, that's a huge problem for the country. And to your point, you know, it's not a simple thing where you can snap your fingers, find 10 million people, and send them away. At the same time, we've got a porous border, and especially after 9/11, we are all reminded every day. We saw what just happened in New York.
Yep.
We're reminded every day how vulnerable we are. So it is totally unacceptable that the federal government has not fulfilled its responsibility in protecting that border.
Do you think Arizona went too far with their legislation?
Well, I don't have all the facts on it, and I think it's been changing. And one of the things that I keep hearing, and I've heard a lot of people on both sides, is that what they're basically doing is doing what the government won't do. They're not creating a new standard. They're just trying to enforce the federal standard.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, they're doing it because they are so frustrated. I don't know if you knew this or not, But Phoenix, Arizona now is the kidnapping capital of the United
States.
Wow. It's shocking.
Phoenix,
it's shocking.
I did not know that. I did not know that. Well, kidnapping, you know, if I were the governor of a state that was on a border where there was that kind of those kinds of problems, and the federal government wasn't doing what they need, I would do something that would be the equivalent of taking matters into my own hands. I don't know if I'd do exactly what this governor did, but wouldn't you?
Well, absolutely. But now here's the caveat there.
Quickly,
anything that happens where we are profiling people. Remember, the majority of Latinos that live in Arizona are legal. They've been there for generations.
Before the state was a state,
So profiling, that we do not go for.
I agree with you. TheLatinoCoalition.com, right?
Absolutely. TheLatinoCoalition.com. Visit us. Come to our events. Jim, thanks for everything
that
you do.
Thank you, Hector.
We love being on your show.
Thanks, Hector. Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.